It is rarely this stormy in Florida at this time of year. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Hurricane Nicole made landfall early this morning on the East Coast.
And just to, you know, show you how rare these hurricanes are to hit Florida, we've only had two of them in November.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean says the last one was in 1985.
The real concern with this storm, which is now a tropical storm downgraded, is the tide, the storm surge, and the beach erosion here.
Fox's Griff Jenkins is in Vero Beach, where a boardwalk already collapsed.
It has structures all the way from here up north to Cocoa Beach to Daytona, where they're seeing some collapse, as well as south of us going back down to Palm Beach.
There are already more than 100,000 power outages across Florida. A different kind of storm is hitting from Montana to the Dakotas to Minnesota. Blizzard and ice storm warnings in place. Some areas could get over a foot of snow. The vote counting continues with 44 House races still not called yet. Republicans need to win just 11 of them to take control of the House.
We are going to have a Republican majority in the House, which also means we are going to be able to stop this disastrous Biden agenda that is hurting the American people.
Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel. In the Senate, the GOP has a 49-48 lead with Arizona and Nevada too close to call, and a December runoff looms in the Georgia race. President Biden is happy Democrats did not take the midterm election beating many expected.
While the press and the pundits are predicting a giant red wave, it didn't happen.
Still, the president concedes the House is likely to flip the Republican control, and he is ready to work with Republican leaders.
The American people have made clear, I think, that they expect Republicans to be prepared to work with me as well.
The results are not shifting President Biden's priorities. He warns he will not sign legislation that raises prescription drug prices or rolls back on investments made in climate change.
Well, that's Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden will leave the country tonight, headed to Egypt to take part in a UN climate change summit. This as the U.S. gets ready to play war games in the Pacific.
As concerns grow about China's growing military power, the United States and Japan are working together, the two allied nations conducting a joint exercise called Keen Sword around Japan. Over 30,000 troops, 30 ships, and 370 aircraft will be taking part in the exercise, lasting over a week. Japan's defense minister said recently the country aims to contribute to defending itself and securing peace and safety in the region. China's president has called for accelerating the country's plans to build a world-class military as the threat continues over a possible invasion of Taiwan from China's military. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Three Americans busted by the Justice Department accused of sending U.S. defense information to China.
According to the indictment, between December of 2018 and January of 2020, 60-year-old Phil Pasco and 45-year-old Monica Pasco of Indiana and 59-year-old Scott Tubbs of Kentucky worked to send 70 drawings of technical data used for aviation, submarine, and other DOD systems to a Chinese company. The defendants also allegedly imported rare Chinese earth magnets and sold them to two U.S. companies for use in the F-16 and F-18 jets and other defense assets. The defendants faced prison time for wire fraud, exporting technical data without a license, and for smuggling goods from the United States. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
In a few hours, we'll get another update on inflation, expected to show consumer prices rose again last month, and we'll get a weekly unemployment update. Ahead of that, on Wall Street, stock futures are rising modestly, coming off a big sell-off that's helping drag markets overseas down. The Dow fell 646 points, the Nasdaq lost 263. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.